WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Audubon Wheelers boys basketball team held on just enough down the stretch to beat Underwood 51-48 last night in Audubon, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. The Wheelers led most of the night, but it took a three-point miss by the Eagles to end at the end to seal the Audubon win. Audubon was led by Tate Colleen with 19 points, and they improved their record to 10-9 on the season. The Wheelers next play Exira EHK on Monday. Underwood star Isaiah Humphrey set out most of the good portion of the game with foul trouble and ended up fouling out with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter. He finished the night as Underwood's leading scorer with 10 points, well below his 23-point average. Underwood fell to 16-3 on the season and now put in doubt their chance to share the Western Iowa Conference title following a game behind AHSDW. The Eagles finished conference play Monday against Logan Magnolia. Elsewhere in boys' hoops, it was ADM over Bondurant Farrar in overtime, 64-59. Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic over Sioux City West, 55-50. Boone got past Carroll, 56-52. Boyer Valley down Charter Oak Ute in boys' hoops, 68-54. Cam was a 56-43 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Carlisle down Winterset, 76-56. Central Decatur beat Southwest Valley, 66-50. In other boys' action, it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Bellevue East Nebraska, 78-72. Creston beating Red Oak, 86-65. Denison Schleswig was a 72-44 winner over Clarinda. Des Moines Christian beat up on West Central Valley of Stewart, 78-39. The Earlham boys had a 66-49 win over Woodward Granger. Fremont Mills beat Sydney, 65-50. It was Glenwood over Harlan, 74-60. In other boys' action, IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia, 65-53. I-35 Truro was a 63-44 winner over Afton East Union. The Camper Catholic boys had a 62-56 win over Shenandoah. Martinsdale St. Mary's down Lenox, 74-39. Murray beat Orient Maxburg, 81-39. Panorama was a 71-57 winner over Ogden. Pleasantville was a 61-43 winner over Mount Airy in boys' action. Also, Oakland Riverside beat Griswold, 48-27. It was Sioux City East over Council Bluffs TJ, 72-28. St. Albert beating Lewis Central, 59-50 in boys' hoops. Stanton down Clarinda Academy, 85-72. Trainer nearly doubled up on Missouri Valley, 60-31. It was Van Meter over Adair Casey Guthrie Center, 77-49. And in overtime, Corydon of Wayne beating Bedford in boys' action, 83-75. In girls' basketball action, or before I step into that, actually, the Iowa High School Athletic Association on Friday released the postseason boys' basketball brackets for Class 1A and 2A. And since there are way too many brackets to mention on the air, you can check out the full brackets by following the links under this same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. Now then, turning to girls' action, the Underwood girls' basketball team built a lead over the Audubon Wheelers in the second quarter Friday night that they wouldn't relinquish, and they put the game away in the fourth with a 69-44 win, a game you also heard here on KJAN. Carly Larson finished with 25 points to lead the Eagles, who improved to 14-6 on the season with the win. They next face Logan Magnolia on Monday. Audubon was led in the loss by Sydney Obermeyer with 19 points, and the Wheelers are now 9-10 on the season. The Wheelers have a meeting with Tri-Center on Tuesday. Elsewhere in girls' hoops, it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Atlantic, 74-49. ADM downing Bondurant Farrar, 53-20. Cam beating Coon Rapids Bayard, 41-28. Central Decatur was a 92-37 winner over Southwest Valley. Denison Schleswig girls beat Clarinda, 52-36. Des Moines Christian was a 62-34 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Essex beat Heartland Christian in girls basketball, 67-26. Some other scores include Griswold over Riverside, 44-27. Harlan beating Glenwood, 60-38. IKM Manning was a 68-61 winner over Logan Magnolia. Lewis Central beat Council Bluffs, 74-31. Also in girls' hoops, it was Red Oak downing Creston, 39-17. Shenandoah over Kemper Catholic, 55-54. Trainer beat Missouri Valley, 64-28. And it was Van Meter over Adair Casey Guthrie Center, 59-33. In the Western Valley Conference girls' basketball, Otobold Arthur BCIG down to River Valley Correctionville, 60-36. Siouxland Community Christian was a 54-43 winner over Ridgeview. Ottawa West Monona beat Maple Valley Antonoto 47-18 in girls' hoops, and it was Woodbury Central over Lawton Bronson 42-40. You can check out those and other scores on our sports page at KJAN.com. In women's college basketball, from around Iowa interest anyway, it was Drake over Southern Illinois, 71-60. Northern Iowa over Evansville, 62-36. And the Upper Iowa women defeated South Dakota Northern State, 63-56. In other sports news, Iowa guard Peter Jock returned to practice on Friday and may play on Sunday when the Hawkeyes host Nebraska. That's a game you can hear on KJAN tomorrow afternoon. Jock has missed the last two games with an injured back. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says a decision on his status will be made today.
You know, I think he's been really diligent with his treatment and rehabilitation and been really smart with what he does with his body. He's been really, really mature with that. I've been very impressed with him. But I expected him to be that way. It's the way he always is.
McCaffrey says if a healthy Jock will get his normal amount of playing time, if he is healthy.
You know, he could have kept playing the way he was. He just didn't feel like he was playing up to his own expectation. And I respect that. The only way to do that is to get your body to feel better.
Iowa State will face its top 10 team this week when the Cyclones visit third-ranked Kansas. That's a game that gets underway this afternoon. The Jayhawks have won the first meeting with a 76-72 win in Ames back on January 16th.
Obviously, interior defense is huge. We got to do a better job in the interior. And then on the offensive end, making sure up there we get a quality shot every time and that we're not giving up any turnovers, leading easy baskets. Letting them play in transition. I mean, those are the two major things. Obviously, there's a lot more that go into winning up there, but those are the two biggest things from last game.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones need to keep Kansas off the offensive glass.
When the shot goes up, collectively, we got to do a good job rebounding. I mean, that second chance opportunities is really about if we can stay out of rotation. It gives us an opportunity to box out better.
The Cyclones are 5-4 in the Big 12 after an 85-72 loss to 7th-ranked West Virginia and will be in search of their first win in Lawrence, Kansas since 2005. Tip-off from the Allen Fieldhouse is at 1 o'clock. The game will be televised by ESPN. Also in sports, Iowa has brought back former offensive coordinator Ken O'Keefe as its quarterbacks coach. Hawkeyes coach Kirk Ferentz announced Friday that O'Keefe, who was his coordinator and quarterbacks coach from 1999 to 2011, will return next season to work with Iowa's signal callers. O'Keefe spent the last five seasons with the Miami Dolphins in a variety of offensive coaching roles. Before that, he was crucial in the successful careers of Hawkeyes quarterbacks Brad Banks, Drew Tate, and Ricky Stenzi. O'Keefe will work under offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz, who played on Iowa's offensive line when O'Keefe was coordinator in the mid-2000s. That is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.